the Foyer with Bill Stevens.
Paris-based guitarist Alex Stewart returns to Canberra with his French band to celebrate the release of his fourth album, Aftermath, with a performance at the Street Theatre on Saturday the 20th of October. A graduate of the ANU School of Music, Alex has lived and worked in Paris for the last 13 years and is a winner of the prestigious Jazz Awan Revelation Prize. Alex Stewart joins me by phone from Paris to tell us about Aftermath. Alex, you're bringing the sounds of Paris back to Canberra with you, but what took you to Paris in the first place?
I initially moved back to Paris. I lived in Paris when I was a child also, so I learned French at that point. I travelled back there when I was 16 and then 19 again. And I just sort of fell in love with the multicultural aspect of the city, and particularly within the jazz scene. Not necessarily just in the jazz scene, but overall as well. There's just so much culture from from so many different places. And I guess my music is influenced by a lot of different things. It comes from jazz, I guess, first of all. That's my first sort of study and influence. And then I listen to a lot of different other musics, including African music, Indian music, etc. And Paris has all those elements, and it was a really good learning spot for me to go to. And the jazz scene is very influenced by world music as well. So I like this kind of fusion of styles that you find in Paris. And on top of that, I love Paris.
And who doesn't? But how do you describe your music currently?
It's hard to put it. As I was saying in the answer to the last question, there's a strong jazz element. There's a strong improvisation element as well. It's instrumental. And then on top of that, I have lots of other influences. I'd say African music is an important one, particularly Cameroonian and Malian. I've studied those in little bits, and I've played those a bit over here in Paris. I just take elements from those. Minimalist music as well. Rock is also a big influence, so I listen to a lot of that at the moment. Indie rock kind of styles. It's a bit of a melting pot, and those kind of influences accent in different way on different songs. So there's no kind of predetermined formula. It just comes out in different ways when I compose.
Paris must have a huge music scene. Was it very difficult for you to get established there?
There is a huge music scene. It is difficult, I can say, but it's also, there's lots of different cliques, so I think everyone kind of finds their way in there. But it's true, I've been here a long time as well, so things are going pretty well. But I guess it's more competitive than I'd say maybe back in Australia, because the scene is a bit smaller in Australia. But there are a lot of cliques, and there's a lot of space for different musicians of different styles.
How important was winning the Jazz Awan Revelation Prize in 2011 in getting yourself noticed?
It was really great, because it's a very prestigious prize. It really put me even further on the map. I guess at that point of my musical career, I was recording an album in Australia previously, just before moving here in 2005, and that was the first album I released in Paris with a French group. So it was really nice to have that prize come straight after, and really put my group on the map.
You're bringing your band with you when you come home. Tell us about that band.
It's a really, really wonderful band. I'm really stoked to be bringing them back to Australia. It features all musicians from Paris, three French musicians and one Cuban musician and myself. And I'll present the musicians just briefly. Sax player is called Irving Akal, and he's a really, really great and grooving sax player. He's played with a bunch of people. He's played with Trixie Valdez, Tony Allen. Oh, the list could go on. Nothing off the top of my head right now, but anyway, he's played all around the place with a bunch of people, and he's great. He plays some keyboards as well. On the trumpet, we have Arno de Casanova. He's a wonderful player. He's very, very versatile and a very, very poetic kind of style player. And he also sings, and he also plays keyboards. It's quite interesting because both those guys play keyboards, so on a couple of songs, they just play keyboards and don't play the saxophone and the trumpet. And then on drums, we have Antoine Bonville. He's been with me for quite a while. He was actually on my gig at Jazz à Jour back in 2011, and he's a wonderful, sort of colourful drummer. And on bass, we have Uriel Heller. And with this album, it's the first time I've recorded with electric bass, at least electric bass on the full album, because on the other albums, there's a few tracks with electric bass. And he's a wonderful, grooving, and very influenced by world music bass player. And they're all friends as well. They're all great guys. So I'm really, really delighted to be touring with them in Australia.
Well, thank you for pronouncing all those names for me. I wasn't going to have a go at them.
Now you know them.
And now I know them, and I'll look out for listening to them. I'm talking with Alex Stewart, about his forthcoming concert, Aftermath, which he and his ensemble of Parisian jazz musicians will be performing at the Street Theatre this Saturday, the 20th of October. Now, your new album's called Aftermath. What were the circumstances lead you to compose that piece of music?
So this album was actually recorded, title track of the album, and the title track was the first song I wrote after the 2015 attacks in Paris. So I wrote it probably start of 2016, and I think there was a lot of emotion that went into it, and that track was sort of the guiding line for the rest of the album. So that was provide a start and an emotion for the rest of the album, so I thought it was logical to have that name of that title track.
It's a lovely piece of music, an exciting piece of music, actually. Alex, did you actually witness those attacks in 2015?
I was actually at home that night, so which is a good thing, and all of a sudden the phone started ringing, and figured something was wrong. We didn't answer the phone, and then also we did answer the phone, and we learned what happened, so we stayed put that night. On the Sunday, we had a bit of a traumatic experience that happened on the Friday night. On the Sunday, we were in a bar, and all of a sudden everyone was on the floor for a second, because there was a fear that there were some terrorists coming to come and shoot people. It was just basically a fear factor that made everyone kind of get on the ground. There was noise outside or something. And anyway, so we experienced it in different ways.
It must be very unsettling to live in a city when those sorts of things are happening.
That's right. Well, things have settled down now. I think Paris has regained its spirit, but I think still there's an underpinning kind of fear there. It's hard to define, but I think there. I feel it when I'm there anyway.
In your music, do you try to reflect those sort of things normally? That was obviously quite traumatic for you, that experience. But when you're writing, where do you search for your inspiration?
It really depends on the different compositions. The first element which comes to me is a sort of emotion. I don't know exactly how to define that emotion, but something that gives me a desire to compose, and that's sort of an ineffable emotion. And then the influence on each track and inspiration for each track will become different each time. For example, when I compose in a place, often the place inspires me. For example, on the album there's a tune called Pre Basque, which is the Basque rain, which is inspired by the Basque country. And I was obviously inspired by that area. I was there at the time, just there to compose, basically. And that album came to me on a rainy day in the Basque country. There's an emotion that came to me at that moment, and that inspired it. So there's quite a few songs that are inspired by areas, because I travel a fair bit. And then sometimes it can be by an event, like Aftermath, for example, or an event in my life. It really depends. There's always an inspiration in itself, and then it goes from there. And then the influences that come through, that really differs each time. There's no thing that defines what style I'm going to go and compose in. That's just the first thing that comes on the guitar.
Alex, we're very much looking forward to hearing you and your group playing this music. It's very beautiful on the recording. I'm sure it'll be even more so live. Thank you for taking the time to tell us about it.
Okay, you're very welcome, Bill. Thank you.
Former Canberra musician, now resident in Paris, Alex Stewart. Alex Stewart, together with his ensemble of four of Paris's finest jazz musicians, will perform his new album, Aftermath, at the Street Theatre this Saturday, the 20th of October. Bookings at the Street Theatre. This is Bill Stevens, looking forward to seeing you in a foyer soon.